From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 28, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Ryan Anglum is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature last week legalized the sale of sparklers countywide. The approval came following a public hearing. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo in November signed into law an amendment to state law permitting counties to allow certain fireworks to be excluded from the definition of dangerous fireworks. Sale of the excluded fireworks is now legal from June the 1st to July the 5th and from December 25th through January 2nd. The authorization is long overdue, said Richard Pilatich, owner of the Behaven Fireworks Corporation based in Catskill. He said a majority of other states allow at least a variety of consumer fireworks to be bought and used. Sparklers are generally described as fireworks and do not leave the ground, shoot projectiles in the air, or explode. Pilatich said they are considered by the industry to be, and I quote, a safe and sane firework, end quote. Columbia County Board Supervisor Chairman Patrick Grattan said Wednesday there did not appear to be strong feelings on the issue within the governing body, and the subject is not expected to be raised during upcoming meetings of county lawmakers. You can read that full story in today's Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting that unemployment rates in New York were lower in April 2015 than a year earlier. State Department of Labor reported Wednesday, May the 27th. Columbia County had the second lowest unemployment rate in the state last month at 4.1%, down from 4.5% in April of 2014. The only county with a lower jobless rate in April was Tompkins County in the Ithaca area. In Greene County, the unemployment rate reported was 6.1%, down from 6.8% in 2014. The statewide jobless rate last month was 5.5%. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton and Claire Hughes are reporting at Capitol Confidential that the State Assembly on late Wednesday, May the 27th, approved a bill that would create a single-payer health system in New York. The bill passed 89-47. The vote was the first to occur on the proposal, which Health Committee Chair Richard Grotfield has introduced to the Assembly every year since 1992. The proposal, called the New York Health Act and dubbed Medicare for All by advocates, would provide comprehensive health coverage to all New Yorkers. With 82 co-sponsors, the bill has a chance of passing the Democratic-controlled Assembly. Passage is highly unlikely in the Republican-majority state Senate. Vermont recently backed away from implementing a single-payer plan due to cost. However, an analysis released in March by a University of Massachusetts professor estimated New York healthcare expenditures would actually be reduced by $45 billion a year if single-payer law was enacted. You can read that full story Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. New York Governor Andrew M. Cuomo writes an editorial in the New York Daily News advocating raising the age that young people are charged as adults in criminal actions. Cuomo writes, and I quote, New York shares the dubious distinction with North Carolina of being the only state in the nation that still prosecutes 16 and 17-year-olds as adults, placing these teenagers into a criminal justice system that will do them more harm than good and actually make our communities less safe in the long run. We have proposed increasing the state's age of criminal responsibility as an adult to 18 and providing more appropriate handling of young defendants' criminal cases. A bill is now before the legislature. It is time to enact these reforms, which are already fully funded in the budget, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily News. Finally, the Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that traffic and revenue were up on all five Hudson River bridges in April 2015 over April 2014, according to statistics newly released by the Bridge Authority. Traffic on the Rip Van Winkle, which crosses from Catskill to Greenport, was up over 2%, and revenue from tolls was up 4%. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for this region. There is a marginal to slight risk of severe thunderstorms on Thursday afternoon. The main threat will be the potential of damaging wind gusts, although large hail cannot be completely ruled out. Heavy downpours are possible. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Some of those storms could produce small hail, gusty winds, and a heavy rain. Partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees for today. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Thursday night mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 57 degrees. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Friday, it will be sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Friday night partly cloudy with a low around 59. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 8 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 61 degrees. And on Sunday, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:23 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:22 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 58 minutes. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 28th day of May 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.